What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
The following podcast contains adult language and content not suitable for children.
Some topics may contain graphic details, so a general trigger warning is in place.
We appreciate you being here, so please enjoy the show.
No anxiety, 2022, it's a new me, baby. In fact, we're keeping that in. I'm starting confident. 2022, new Sean. What's up, Wikimaniacs? Who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm up. You better believe it. From here, it's downhill. Fuck me. I lost all confidence already from the start. Welcome, Wikimaniacs. It's 2022. It's your boy, Sean, hosting for the first time this year. Got my two friends and or bullies with me. Josh, John, what is up, my dudes?
Bullies? Man.
Yeah, we're not bullies.
Questionable, but we're going to move on. Wikimaniacs.
Wikimaniacs. Sean gets bullied.
There it is.
That's true.
There it is. There it is. The truth has been revealed.
Yeah.
Wikimaniacs, welcome to another episode of Reddit on Wiki, where we research things using Wikipedia and Reddit as our primary sources of research. Yes, I said research using research. It doesn't matter. We're moving forward. We're moving past it. It's your boy, Sean.
New year, old Sean.
New year, same me, I guess. As you guys know, maybe season three. If season two ever ends, if season one ever ends, who really fucking knows at this point? But as you guys know, it's your boy, Sean. I don't do scripts, all off the dome. We're going to start the first half in Wikipedia. Then we're going to go to ad break so you guys can pay us and rate us 5 stars. And then we're going to go to the Reddit section. Nice. All right. So starting off hot, today's topic, NFTs. So not just what are NFTs, but what are the problems with NFTs and why they're problematic? If you want to know a detailed explanation into what NFTs are, fun fact, you can go back to the season 2 finale of Shots and Thoughts, the live Twitch episode where I took 13 to 14 shots of straight liquor. So I don't know how detailed that is of an explanation, to be quite honest with you, but I think we got the point across. So you can go listen to that. But John, Josh, 2021 was the year of the NFT. What do you guys know about it?
Does NFT mean no further text?
No. Definitely not. Okay. Definitely not.
It stands for Neanderthal Face.
Definitely not.
I think it stands for non-fungible tokens.
That is correct, Josh. That is correct.
Nice. I'm a finance bro.
Wow.
Nice.
I frequently visit Reddit r/ stonks.
Finances. I have lost millions this year.
I declare bankruptcy. That's right, Josh. An NFT is a non-fungible token. Does that mean anything to either of y'all?
What the fuck is fungible?
Yeah,
I'm gonna get into that.
Fun guy, like a mushroom.
Is it a mushroom?
There are no, I mean, there could be mushrooms involved in an NFT, but not specifically in the definition. So okay. We should probably just hop straight into it, huh? Oh, wait. Before we do that, we got to do the housekeeping stuff. I never do that, but 2022, it's a new me. Housekeeping. Here we go.
What's your housekeeping on?
The fucking house, you know. Guys, before we get started, if you want to go ahead and give us a 5-star review, you could do that through Spotify, Good Pods, Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, all of that shit. And our website, too. I figured that out. You could do that on our website.
Hell yeah.
So if you haven't done that already, go ahead and do that.
They could also give us 4-3 stars. I don't care.
Don't do that. Come on.
That's fine.
Man.
But if you do that, you are contractually obligated to pay for the $10 tier on our Patreon. So rate wisely.
Yeah. We will find you.
We will find you, and we will take your money. Moving on.
Fungible tokens.
And your fucking fungible tokens. They are mine now. All right, so let's get into a brief description into what an NFT is, and then I'll go into the problems with the NFTs. Okay, so you guys are coming into this blind. Y'all know nothing about NFTs.
Yeah, I don't have 20/20 vision.
Okay, I got you. Took me a while. Right. Okay, so an NFT or a non-fungible token is a unique and non-interchangeable unit of data stored on a blockchain, which is a form of digital ledger. NFTs can be associated with reproducible digital files such as photos, videos, and audio. NFTs use a digital ledger to provide a public certificate of authenticity or proof of ownership, but do not restrict the sharing or copying of the underlying digital files. The lack of interchangeability, (fungibility), distinguishes NFTs from blockchain cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. NFTs have drawn criticism with respect to the energy cost and carbon footprint associated with validating blockchain transactions, as well as their frequent use in art scams. Further, criticisms challenge the usefulness of establishing proof of ownership in an often extra-legal, unregulated market. So does that make sense to you guys at all? If not, I kind of can explain it.
Okay, let me take it a dumb way. So NFTs are a digital product of some sort. That you can trade back and forth, and they're worth a value. And when you do that, you basically write it in a ledger saying that this person now owns this. Is that kind of what it, like a digital ledger, I guess?
Pretty close. John? Okay.
But did it say that you can share it?
So herein lies one of the, and I'll get more into it when I read more of the Wikipedia. But essentially what an NFT is imagine you make an NFT, right? You make a digital painting, and we'll say that's an NFT. Currently, that is worth nothing. It's just a piece of art. It's worth
it's okay.
You make a beautiful piece of art.
Can we each do a digital art and post it?
Mine's going to be a dick.
God damn it. Oh, join us for our Patreon when we play Jackbox games and draw nothing but dicks on those games.
Oh, hell yeah.
But so say we make a painting, right? And that we make an NFT of a digital drawing. And then somebody is like, oh, I like this piece of art. That's worth $10. And then now everybody knows, oh, that piece of art is worth $10. And then it can go up. It could go down, essentially, blah, blah, blah. Kind of right. Like, I know John hates sneakers. I don't know your stance on Josh, but like a pair of sneakers, like a pair of Jordans, or we'll go Kanye West. That's probably the most crazy ones. Yeezys, they retail for $220. That shoe is worth $220, but the hype and the demand for it and people buying it and selling it, they're the resale value, which is the actual value, depending on the Yeezy, will go for, let's say, like $1,000.
Holy shit.
Something like that.
But that's a physical product, though, right?
That's a physical product. This is what makes it even dumber than buying Yeezys. This is a digital product that you can just fucking screenshot.
Right.
So really, technically, when you screenshot it, you don't own it, but the NFT is not even really the picture. It's just proof that you own the picture that can be copied by anybody else. So really, I don't understand that. Yeah, that's why what fungible means finance bro wise is that Bitcoin, every Bitcoin is fungible because every Bitcoin can be interchanged with another Bitcoin. All Bitcoins are created equal.
Right.
NFTs are non-fungible because one NFT does not equal another NFT.
Okay.
So me coming in and like listening to that finale that you guys did on NFT back in season two, I was actually on that live one. You guys were opening up NBA Top Shot.
Yes.
Packs, right? And I, even though I listened to that, I still couldn't wrap my head around it. It was pretty much opening basketball, like virtual basketball packs of NBA moments, where it's essentially a fucking YouTube clip of a moment.
Exactly right.
And it's like $500 for, let's say, I don't know. I bet you if Steph Curry had the, you know, when he broke the three-pointer record.
Oh, you got to believe that's a Top Shot right now.
Right. That's probably like worth, I don't know, maybe millions.
With a Kawhi buzzer beater?
Yeah.
That, yeah. For an essentially like something that you can clip on YouTube and then just put on the nice little Canva fucking background.
Exactly.
Is that what an NFT is? Like
an NFT. So an NBA Top Shot, that is a version of an NFT, right? So you buy like a pack of these Top Shot things and then you open up a pack and then it comes out looking like a playing card, but then it's like a cube and then the cube rotates to the description of the stat. It showcases like a logo for the type of pack. And then the other side of the cube will be like the clip of the play. And that's the NFT. But really the main thing is the clip of the play, and the clip of the play is fucking, you can find that shit on YouTube. You can, you can. So really.
So this is kind of graying the area between ownership in like the modern day, like the digital world, you know what I mean? So this is something that actually like, I have a few photographer friends and they have this issue when they like put their photos up on a website to sell it.
Yep.
They own that, but there's not stopping anything from someone just screenshotting that image and then repurposing that for whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Now, so there gets the gray area of, do you really own your shit, right? Or can someone just take it, upload it somewhere else? Like this podcast, someone could just take this podcast, throw it up on a YouTube channel. I don't know. Like they could do that, right? I don't know it would, but
congrats for
that.
Nothing.
And it's like, where does proof of ownership end? And when does it begin? Like it's a it's a kind of getting into philosophical question.
The internet is still very much like the fucking Wild West. There are no rules for better or for worse.
Yeah.
Could I ask a follow-up question with what Josh said?
Yeah.
So, for example, like going on with the NBA Top Shot thing again, you know those clips are owned by the NBA, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
By you buying that NFT, do you now have owner rights to that specific clip?
See, I don't think so, because you're not going to get paid for every time this is what we thought originally, like, oh shit, do you get paid every time? Like, you get like a YouTube play, like if they play that clip on YouTube, do you get paid? No, I think your name is just in the YouTube description as owning the clip. But you don't, since it's so easily replaceable, you don't own the clip. You just have you own the receipt to the clip.
Right. So you just, what the fuck? That's weird. Yeah.
So it's like, why is the NFT is just today's fucking hype beast for sneakers or clothing or anything, but it's not physical.
So, okay,
which makes it sort of worse, because at least I have my stupid ass pairs of Yeezys. I can hold them.
You can wear them.
You can't copy and paste these. You can buy another pair, but you know what I mean?
I guess I could put them on.
And then you could put them on. And you could run away. I mean, I wear all my shoes. I'm not like the sneakerheads that.
Okay.
If that makes you feel better about my stupid spending habits.
Yeah.
I want to funge my tokens, man.
You want But then we'll get later into this. If you make a fungible token, then, you know, it's going to be a one for one. Most NFTs are made by artists thinking they could make money, but then surprise, you not really.
Okay. So a few follow-up questions. So if you own that clip, that Steph Curry 3-point shot, you own a clip like that.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a bunch and then you get a bunch of Steph Curry 3-point shots. Could you then upload that on YouTube as a montage and not get claimed?
Ooh.
Because you technically own those clips.
I guess if you screen record the top shot and like go through all of your top shot cards, who's to say, you know, that's not fine and legal because you own those
clips, right?
Technically speaking, yes, but the only way we could do this is if we go right now, buy an NBA top shot, and fucking upload that shit to YouTube.
I think this might be a test. We're going to try this, I think.
Ryan technically still has his, and he was like, I really should have sold that. Oh, my God. There's a lamp on this desk. I accidentally turned it on, and I don't know how to turn it off. Oh, just kidding. Okay, but Ryan was like, I should have sold that fucking NBA Top Shop, like, then. Because it was hot then, because it was the peak. It was the absolute peak. And it was Tyler Herro, who was in the finals at the time. Was that 2020? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Season 2 was a long time ago.
I was going to ask something else.
No, that was 2021.
No, 2020 was the finals with the Heat and the Lakers. That was July 2020-ish.
Oh, but when we opened the top shot, Tyler Herro was still popping, I guess. Because that was definitely this year. Because that's when I had already met you, John. I didn't really meet you until December 2020.
Oh, yeah, that was this year.
Yeah, because we were nominated for all those awards together.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that was like March, dude.
Yeah. And then we also lost all those awards together. Six.
Whatever. I can say place, whatever.
Guess who didn't even get nominated?
Because you're not Asian, bitch.
God damn it. Does Caucasian not count?
No.
No, you have enough, Josh.
Yeah.
You're right. We just talked about this last episode.
Okay, so now that we... Any more questions before we go into the Wikipedia of why they are an issue?
Oh, I guess my last comment was, I guess it's just kind of the new, like you said, I guess Yeezys, but it's just the stock market over again. You're hoping things go up and, you know, the demand will judge whether it's worth more or worth less. And it's more of a gamble than actually owning something, I guess. That's whole concept.
Exactly. NBA Top Shot felt exactly like stocks because you were like, like any kind of market news, you know. A card at that time, a card could fucking boost up in value. Like you could have
one game.
Yeah, you could have a fucking card of some shitty player, and it was worth nothing. But then that shitty player breaks some kind of like weird record, some kind of statistical record. Boom, up in value.
And then you just fucking sell and you make money.
Fucking GameStop.
So it's just stocks, basically.
Yeah, it is stocks.
Okay.
Fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like kind of fake stocks, because you know
fake stocks. Yeah.
But works.
real money fake stocks.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, so here are the issues and criticisms as listed on the NFT fungible or the NFT Wikipedia page. Okay, so issue number one: storage off chain. NFTs involving digital art generally do not store the file on the blockchain due to its size. The token functions in a way more similar to a certificate of ownership with a web address pointing to the piece of art in question, making the art still subject to link rot. Because NFTs are functionally separate from the underlying artworks, anybody can easily save a copy of an NFT's image popularly through a right click. NFT supporters disparage this duplication of NFT artwork as, quote, right-clicker mentality, end quote, with one collector comparing the value of a purchased NFT to that of a status symbol, quote, to show off that they can afford to pay that much, end quote. The right-clicker mentality.
I see where this is going, Sean.
I'm coming back at you for the all the Neanderthal descriptions.
You know what? I think we deserve it.
The right clicker mentality phase spread virally through its introduction, particularly among those who were critical of the NFT marketplace, who used the term to flaunt the ability to capture digital art backed by NFTs with ease. This criticism was prompted by Australian programmer Jeffrey Huntley, who created the, quote, NFT Bay, end quote, modeled after the popular Pirate Bay website.
Oh.
The NFT Bay advertised a torrent file purported to contain 19 terabytes of digital art NFT images. Holy Huntley shit. Compared his work to an art project from Pauline Pantsdown, crazy name, and hoped the site would help educate users on what NFTs are and are not.
Face up, pants down.
Pauline Pantsdown. That's a
nice.
I hope that's real. That's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's concern number one. Concern number two are the environmental concerns. So NFT purchases and sales are enmeshed in a controversy regarding high energy usage and the consequent greenhouse gas emissions associated with blockchain transactions. A major aspect of this is the proof of work protocol required to regulate and verify blockchain transactions on networks such as Ethereum, which consumes a large amount of electricity. Estimating the carbon footprint of a given NFT transaction involves a variety of assumptions about the manner in which the transaction is set up on the blockchain, the economic behavior of blockchain miners, as well as the amount of renewable energy used on these networks. I'm not going to lie to you guys. That was like a five-line run-on sentence. Wikipedia would be crazy like that.
Yeah, this I do know about because... And this gets into a longer story of why I hate Elon Musk.
Let it go, baby. Long story.
Basically, at the beginning of this year when GameStop was popping off, you know, everyone's talking finances. You get interested because it's on every goddamn podcast, every goddamn YouTube channel you're watching. And so I'm like, oh.
Some people might buy at the absolute peak and still hold it to this day. But continue.
Who would do that?
Yeah, definitely not a Neanderthal.
So
that could be a new griff, dude. Yeah. Neanderthal advice.
No one would listen. Why would anyone? I bought GameStop at the peak.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say call it NFT Neanderthal finance talks.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There you
come
go.
On now.
Buy at peak, sell at pit.
We talked about it. They weren't dumb.
They would be socially awkward, which would make them not very good at...
No, they'd be great at being in their mom's basement buying stocks. So I looked into Bitcoin and Ethereum because I was like, oh, like these are going up. They've been going up for years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll buy a couple, and or not a couple of Bitcoin, but you know what I mean. Like,
Jesus, you're fucking rich, my guy.
A 0.00013% or whatever it was, and just see where it goes. And then, so I buy that in like April. So I hold on to it. It's going up. I make probably a couple dollars, and then Elon tweets that they will no longer be taking Bitcoin as forms of money because of their environmental impact. And Bitcoin stocks plummeted. And I lost not a huge amount of money. I didn't put a ton in right off the bat, but like it was enough to be like, well, I'm never doing this again.
Mid to late 2020, I was doing stocks too. Not great at it, you know, because day trading during a job is ill-advised. Yeah. Ill-advised, guys. Don't do it during work. You will miss something and then lose a lot. But it's insane how much power Elon Musk has on the market. He will say, I think he tweeted exactly this one time. I think he said, LMAO, Tesla stock is way too high. And then it fucking plummeted.
Yeah.
Everybody that bought Tesla stock was owned. And guess who was also a part of that? Neanderthal, baby.
I think I only bought like stocks like a few times. I was like, you know, I'm gonna buy Dogecoins as a joke. I put in like $50 and I'm to this day, I'm like, oh, I still have like, you know, $700 left on my
shit.
Yeah.
You put in $50 and you made $700?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Better than Sean.
Doing way better than me.
Way more
interesting. Oh, Patrick was wilding.
He was.
Oh, damn.
Oh, go ahead.
I have a lot of friends. I don't know if they want to be named for doing well in the stock because, you know, when you do well, people ask you questions and shit, you know, advice, and they don't want to be hassled. But I had a lot of friends that came up big and like quit their jobs.
Oh, shit.
2020 was the absolute wildest time to fucking be in there.
Meanwhile, we all started a podcast.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
True.
I'm begging for $10 patrons saying I'll do anything on a video. So that's where I'm at right now.
We won't let Sean handle the money, so we can up at it anyway.
Dude, Elon said Tesla's going up, baby.
We just need Elon to tweet about us one time.
Oh, fuck Elon, man. That's when I started hating him.
Come on, hey, sell it, man. You got to sell it.
Oh, man. He controls way too much power, and he's just like a fucking four-year-old.
He has way too much power. It's insane. It's like comical. Like, yeah. And I haven't lost a ton of money because I never put in a ton.
Right.
AKA scared money don't make money. But the few times I did get hit, I was like, oh. Because I was up in Tesla quite a bit. And then he said, lol, Tesla stock too high.
Now it's huge. Yeah, it's huge. My God. Back up.
Yeah, it's huge. I'm still in that bitch.
Yeah, man.
Never sell.
Never. I'm at Disney too when that was cheap.
So I do have an ethical dilemma with your climate change because like, when I bought it, I had heard about the, you know, climate change concerns and stuff like that. Like, it is an issue. And I think, you know, I think maybe not Bitcoin, but Dogecoin and others are going to be here to stay. So it's like, how do you make those, you know, ethical and good for the environment going forward? So I think that's something we should definitely, you know, consider going forward.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So to finish out the environmental concerns, there are, like we were talking about, there are conceptual questions such as whether the carbon footprint estimate for an NFT purchase should incorporate some portion of the ongoing energy demand of the underlying network or just the marginal impact of that particular purchase. An analogy that's been described for this is the footprint associated with an additional passenger on any given airline flight. Some more recent NFT technologies use alternative validation protocols, such as proof of stake, that have much less energy usage for a given validation cycle. Other approaches to reducing electricity include the use of off-chain transactions as part of the minting of an NFT. A number of NFT art sites are also looking to address these concerns, and some are moving to using technologies and protocols with lower associated footprints. Others now allow the option of buying carbon offsets when making NFT purchases, although the environmental benefits of these have been questioned. In some instances, NFT artists have decided against selling some of their own work to limit carbon emission contributions. All right. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's going more environmentally friendly by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Are we going to get into the scams?
We are, definitely. Okay, good. All right, so the last two sections are artist and buyer fees and plagiarism and fraud.
Ooh.
All right, so let's hop straight into those.
These might not even be the scams I'm talking about. But
they might not be.
Well, we'll get into yours.
Yeah, I'll read these out and then feel free to hop in with whatever scams you heard. All right, so sales platforms charge artists and buyers fees for minting, fees for listing, fees for claiming, and fees for secondary sales. An analysis of NFT markets in March 2021 in the aftermath of Beeple's Every Days, the first 5,000 days, selling for US $69.3 million, found that most NFT artworks are selling for less than $200, with a third selling for less than $100. Those selling below $100 were paying network usage fees between 72.5% to 157.5% of that amount, meaning that such artists were on average paying more money in fees than they were making in sales.
Jesus.
So the last section is plagiarism and fraud. There have been examples of artists having their work copied without permission and sold as an NFT. After the artist Qing Han died in 2020, her identity was assumed by a fraudster and a number of her works became available for purchase as NFTs. Similarly, a poster posing as Banksy succeeded in selling an NFT supposedly made by the artist for $336,000, with the seller in this case refunding the money after the case drew much media attention. A process... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Is it Banksy, that one artist?
Who nobody knows who he is.
Didn't he do like a prank or some shit about like a disappearing art?
He did this thing where he sold a piece of art to somebody to sell for him. And then as soon as somebody like closed the bid and like bought it, there was like a button in there. I don't know if he pressed it, if he was in the building or not, but there was a button in there that, that shredded the artwork from the frame. So somebody spent millions of dollars on a Banksy art and then he fucking just shredded it immediately. Yeah. And then, I mean, that in itself, I mean, if you, you know, depending on how you feel about that, I mean, that is art, you know, that's, I would not mind owning shredded Banksy. That's pretty fucking cool, especially the story. I mean, would I pay millions and millions of dollars? No, but it would be cool to have. But yeah, he died. He was also just viral on TikTok because he has an exhibit opening in the Brooklyn Museum. So he's been going around New York and he has people like selling his artwork on the street next to like regular people artwork. And like they're Banksy originals. And he's just seeing if anybody buys throughout the day for like $15, $20, like cheap. And nobody thinks it's real Banksy art. And some people will buy it. Some people will haggle the guys. It's funny to watch. But anyways, so there's a process known as sleep minting. A process known as sleep minting can also allow a fraudster to mint an NFT in an artist's wallet and transfer it back to their own account without the artist becoming aware. This allowed a white hat hacker to mint a fraudulent NFT that had seemingly originated from the wallet of the artist Beeple. The BBC reported a case of insider trading when an employee of the NFT marketplace OpenSea bought specific NFTs before they were launched with the prior knowledge that they would be promoted on the company's homepage. NFT trading is an unregulated market that has no legal recourse for such abuses. In their announcement of developing NFT support for the graphics editor Photoshop, Adobe proposed creating an interplanetary file system database as an alternative means of establishing authenticity for digital works. And then that's it for Wikipedia, guys.
Okay. So those weren't quite those are scams, I guess. But the scams I was talking about was the pump and dump scams that a lot of YouTubers have been doing. John probably appreciates the name, but...
Yeah, word on the street is John has pump and dumped 5 times in a day.
Yeah, today.
Today.
Right. On this episode.
That is a talent.
Well, I'm NFTing you guys.
Oh, God.
Boo! Boo!
Fuck out of here.
So big YouTube companies like FaZe Clan and Rice Gum, they make these NFTs. And by make, I mean they like, you know, they sign up for the NFT thing, whatever, like however you do it. And then they tweet out that, hey, we're going to give away this much money in our new NFTs. We're super hyped about it. Go buy some, whatever. So then all their fans go and buy the new NFT. The price skyrockets like thousands, like a bunch of percentage points. And then what they do is they just cash out because they own a lot of it. And then they make all that money. And then their fans are left holding the empty bag of worthless crypto. So,
the hell?
That's kind of what I heard about too. Like people will, okay, so I'll make an NFT and then I'll make another account and buy that NFT from myself for like $10,000. And somebody will be like, oh shit, that's worth $10,000. Let me buy that while it's trending or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll pay. And then you, since you sold it and bought it from yourself for $1,000, you put it up to sell for $1,400.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, oh shit, yeah, that's up from zero to $1,000, and it only went up $400. Steal, buy it. And then you just spend $1,400 on some shit that nobody cares about. Because the only you're in a bidding war. You There's entered no a bidding one. War between one guy and himself.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? What is this shit?
And that's the issue, right? You don't know because...
There's zero regulation for this shit.
Yeah. It's just, like Sean said, the Wild West. And it's shitty and it should be illegal, but I don't know if it actually is. I don't know if there actually are laws against it yet.
Yeah, it's so new. I mean, I don't know the nuances of the legality of a lot of this stuff. But I am Sean, and you know the vibes at this point. So if you really want to do the research, that's up to you, my guy. But that's it for Wikipedia. We're going to get into some ads. Listen up, buy that stuff if you want, I guess. If you don't want to, you can go ahead and buy our Patreon. The $10 tier is what you want. You get everything. I can't tell you.
About $10, huh?
Sean.
I can't explain how broke I truly am. Elon
really
Musk
did not do well in the Dogecoin.
Elon
he
Musk
sold at the wrong time.
Really destroyed me. But we'll see you guys back after these ads. Psych, unless you're on Patreon. We're already back, bitch. No ads. This is what you paid for. This is what you get. You better fucking believe it, baby. Welcome back to Reddit on Wiki. We're going to get into the Reddit section of this show. So I pulled up some fun stuff. But I'll get into the unfun stuff first and kind of just more explanation on what the problem is with NFTs. Oh, shit. I didn't even get to talk about this before we went to break. Bonus Wikipedia shit. First time ever. Here we go. All right. So I wanted to talk about this, but I forgot, obviously. So I'm talking about it now. I'm going to go over the top 10 highest paid... the highest prices paid for an NFT.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
top 10. Here we go. Got to count it out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll edit this out. All right, cool. I talked during that, so I don't know if this is 10, but we'll go with it. All right, so the 10th most expensive NFT sold was sold in July 2021. It is the CryptoPunk number 5217, and it sold for $5.59 million.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we could clip our podcast and make NFTs.
We'll just run train on it between the three of us, just upping its value, you know what I'm saying?
Oh god,
run train.
You heard what I said.
Okay.
I didn't misspeak. That's what I said.
We're clipping
the no, the no context Twitter. We're going to run train on that NFT. All right. Next up, selling for an approximately $6 million is Beeple's Oceanfront, sold in March 2021. All of these looking like 2021. Jesus. Next one is $6,034,000. That would be X copies, a coin for the ferryman. All right. Coming up next at $6.6 million is Beeple. Ooh, Beeple again. Beeple's Crossroad.
Ooh.
Coming in next at $7.6 million, CryptoPunk number 7,804. Cyberpunk coming back at it again with Cyberpunk number 3,100 selling for $7.7 million.
So they're only like the new Banksy, the digital Banksy then.
Kind of all these people, CryptoPunks, Beeple, they're on the top 10 list multiple times.
That's crazy. Okay.
Coming in another CryptoPunk number 7523 sold for a hot $11.8 million.
God damn. Damn.
Jesus. Holy shit. Oh, now, people.
Is the money real or is it also an NFT money?
No, you're paying real money for this. People are paying either money or Ethereum for these. And Ethereum is worth, let's say, let's guess. How much do you think one Ethereum is worth right now?
I'm going to go with $36,000.
We're going in American?
Yeah, we're going in American.
Well, yeah, it's the only money that matters. What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's true. Let's go 39.
You know, we have Canadian listeners. What? Go ahead. Your Canadian dollars. How much do you think?
Canadian dollars. 51,000.
Okay, so we're Ethereum is not quite Bitcoin level. One Ethereum in Canadian dollars is worth $5,092.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Bitcoin.
Yeah, you guys are thinking Bitcoin money. This one is No.
Yeah, Bitcoin we're a lot closer, but
yeah. Bitcoin you guys are a lot closer. But one Ethereum to USD is worth $3,937.
For fake fucking money?
Well, it's not fake money. It's real money. It's very much real money.
Actually,
all of these sold in Ethereum.
Oh, damn. If you think about it, John, like, money is becoming fake in your words, right? Like, you get your paycheck digitally. You pay things through credit, through your debit card. You never really hold real money anymore. It's all just numbers. Mm-hmm. It's not really, it's technically just on the blockchain or whatever, but it's in a bank, but that's the blockchain.
Yeah, I saw some stat today that in the United States, $1 bills are equally in circulation with $100 bills. Like, they've gone down so much that they're used just as frequently as $100 bills in America.
That's crazy. And you guys still have pennies, eh?
Yeah, we do have pennies.
We don't have pennies anymore.
You guys just got rid of them?
Yeah, we got rid of them a couple of years ago.
Shit, because they're worth nothing?
Yeah, they just, if you're paying in cash, everything's rounded up to the nearest 5 cents.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't come in that, like, I don't pay cash usually, so you don't charge the cents, but...
Okay, so let's round out the top three.
Oh yeah,
we're coming in with Beeple. Beeple's human. His NFT was called Human One, and it sold for $29 million.
My God!
And then he did it again later, with Everydays. The first 5,000, it sold for $69.3 million.
Oh, nice.
Only to be outdued by Pac, who sold the merge for $91.8 million fucking dollars.
Oh,
insane.
My God. Holy.
Almost $100 million for a receipt of an art.
This is the dumbest artwork I've ever seen.
Oh,
this
you Googled it?
$91.8 million?
Yeah.
You know, I've always,
it looks like two testicles.
Yeah, I've always kind of wanted to just do some art like that. Like, maybe one day I just fucking put a bunch of paint on my butt cheeks, sit on it, and then be like, here you go.
NFT it, bro.
And God. Then just have fucking, like, all of us just be like, oh, yeah, that.
That's what
that fucking... That makes me feel something. Like, oh, my gosh.
That's what fucking Gary V or whatever his name does. He draws, like, stupid little stick figures and sells them.
Dude.
And he makes, insane. Yeah, he makes a ton of money just because... people follow him and they believe in his finance voodoo bullshit.
What?
Well, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I think it's Gary V anyway.
Okay. Well, so
slandering someone.
we have to slander at least one person per podcast.
That's true.
I will share this here. I'll share this with the screen. Sorry, I'm derailing your episode.
You're fine, my guy. My episode, you already know. You call it out. They're meant to be the long ones. People know going in.
Yeah, let's share that. Look at this shit.
That's Grateful Guard. Are you fucking kidding me?
Fucking friends.
Oh, shit.
The shittiest NFTs.
And he makes money off of this shit?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's fucking ridiculous.
There's a high percentage of NFTs that look like complete shit. Like,
what
a lot
hell?
Of them.
Yeah, man. Like, because people just do exactly what you said, John.
I'm telling you. A lot of them, too, they are, like, made by AI. So the minimal amount of work.
Jesus. All right, Cultural Network, we need to do something like that, right? Everyone just draw some, whatever you're into. And just fucking let's just gas it up.
I used to fucking listen to Gary Vee like podcasts, and then like after a month, I was like, "Oh my god, it's the same fucking shit every time."
He's loud, insane, pompous, he's insane. And then
he's just like, hate yourself and you'll do better in life.
Fucking some shit like that.
Don't enjoy things in life.
Never sleep. I like to imagine bad things happen to me so that I get motivated. Like I think my mom died or something.
If you're not waking up at 5 a.m. every Saturday to go to a garage sale, you're fucking up. That's what makes the difference between millionaires and millionaires.
Meanwhile, he leaves out the part where his family was rich and he inherited money.
We started from nothing. We owned a whole liquor store.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like starting from somewhere.
Sounds like he had something. And then, it's just a bunch of, he uses his grift. Mm-hmm. To grift more money.
You gotta respect it. He grifted to 160,000.
That's true.
At a certain point, I can't hate.
You started from the bottom. I was never there.
I never enjoy anything.
Damn, we got that friggin' mockery pretty good.
Yeah, that should be our new bit. We just make fun of shitty people online.
Yes.
Oh no, they're gonna come after us. They're gonna sue us for defamation. There's way too many shitty people.
We're going to start with the, who's the guy you hate in the wheelchair?
Oh, Greg Abbott?
Greg Abbott, yeah.
God fucking damn it.
Well, Sean could be Greg Abbott. Josh seems like he hates, who do you hate, Josh?
A lot of people.
Oh, that's I was going to say quite a bit.
Most of the rich.
Most of the rich. You could be Elon, I could be Gary Vee.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
Actually, I'll make fun of Canadian. I'll do Jordan Peterson. How about that?
I have no idea who that is, but
let's No, that's not that guy. I'm going to shut up before I even start.
Sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the fucking Wolf of Wall Street. That guy was definitely American. All right. Hopping back on. Getting into Reddit. Somebody put, what is up with the NFT hate? And this guy pretty much just went on a triad. He was like, I feel like I missed some critical data that everybody else on Reddit has already learned. Can someone explain to this smooth brain how NFT as a technology are going to fuck us up in the long/short term? Okay. So in the top rated comment, and I'll go for internet points here, the Reddit points, because it's a lot. Oh my God. So it has, Jesus Christ. It has, I can't even see the amount of upvotes, but I see it has 156 awards. So those are those are things that people pay for. I think to give to comments and posts that they like. He got 156 different awards for this. Oh, but he said the answer that people hate NFTs is for a number of reasons. Here we go. He listed them out. I'll read them out to you, the Wikimaniacs. The non-fungible or unreproducible part of NFTs is usually just a receipt pointing to art hosted elsewhere, meaning that it's possible for the art to disappear and the NFT becomes functionally useless, pointing to a 404 page not found.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's true.
Some art is generated based off the unique token ID, meaning a given piece of art is tied to the ID within the system, but this art is usually laughably ugly, made by a bot who can generate millions of soulless pieces of art. Also, someone could just right-click and save the piece of generated art, making the, quote, non-functional part questionable. Remember, the NFT is only a receipt, even if the art it links to is generated off an ID in the receipt. All right, next one. However, NFTs are marketed as if they're selling you the art itself, which they're not. This is rightfully called out by just about everybody. You can decentralize receipts because those are small and plain text and inexpensive to log in the blockchain. But the art needs to be hosted somewhere. If the server where the art is hosted goes down, your art is gone.
Shit.
NFT minters are often art thieves, minting others' works and trying to spin a profit. The anonymous nature of NFTs makes it hard to crack down on, and the moderation is poor in the NFT communities. Artists who get into NFTs with a sincere hope of making money are often hit with a harsh reality that they're losing more money to minting the NFT of their art than it is actually making a profit. Each individual minted art piece costs about $70 to $100 USD to mint. Okay?
That's here like we go. Thousands of Canadian dollars.
Yeah, thousands. All right, and we talked about this kind of briefly, this next point. But most huge sales are actually the seller selling it to themselves under a different wallet to try to grift others into thinking the token is worth more than it actually is. Wallet IDs are not tied to names, therefore are anonymous enough to encourage drumming up fake hype. Example, if you mint a piece of art that is worth, technically speaking, $0 until somebody pays a price for it. The price is what the market dictates is the value for your art piece. Say you're down $70 already from minting and nobody is buying your art. Bam, you get the idea to start a second crypto wallet, pretend it's someone else, and you sell your art piece, that which again is worth $0, to yourself for $12,000. Let's say that's your whole savings account converted into crypto. The transaction costed a few more bucks, but then there's a public record of your art being traded for $12,000. You go on Twitter and claim to all your followers, "Oh my God, I'm shaking. My art just sold for $12,000. And then a picture of the transaction. The second amount, your second account, then puts the NFT on the market for a second time, this time for $14,000. Someone who isn't you makes an offer because they saw your Twitter thread and decided your art piece must be worth at least $12,000. Maybe it's even worth more. Now, that poor stranger is down $14,000 and you turn $12,000 and a piece of art worth $0 into $26,000.
John, why are you taking notes?
I'm taking notes. I wish I was. I'm like, what the fuck? I need the shit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. There's so many things
so that are many wrong with bad reasons. A few more. Creating artificial scarcity as a design goal, which is very counter to the idea of a free and open web of information, and it makes the privatization of the web much easier. Using that artificial scarcity to drive a speculation market hurts most people except hedge funds, grifters, and the extremely lucky. NFTs are driven by hype, making NFT investors, scammers, super outspoken and obnoxious. This is why the tone of the conversation around NFTs is so resentful to them, because people are sick of being forced to interact with these NFT hype beasts. And then questionable legality. NFTs are a haven for money laundering schemes because crypto is largely unregulated and anonymous. Gamers, here we go, John. Gamers are angry because game publishers love the idea of using NFTs as a way to squeeze more money out of microtransactions. Buying a digital hat for your character is only worth anything because of artificial scarcity and bragging rights. NFTs bolster both of those.
That's true. I guess microtransactions in video games were kind of the first iteration of that.
Yep. Horrible. I mean, this is what was like,
fuck you, EA.
For real.
EA is super bad at that. I know when I forgot what game it was. Whoa, Witcher. Let's bring it back to the Witcher. When they had one of the DLC packs that they had, and it was a ridiculous fucking horse armor skin. Oh no, that was Skyrim.
People
went ham on them. Fallout had the same issue.
Evolve.
Bethesda. GTA is fucking horrible at that with all their microtransactions. It's just
It reminds me. I remember seeing way back, when DLC was becoming a thing, and somebody was like, "It is crazy how video games are essentially getting away with releasing and making people pay full price for unfinished games, only to sell the DLC separately that finish the game." Like, this is should be illegal.
I want to say it was like EA too, but like when they started releasing like loot boxes, and those were just like terrible. And then I know 2K for some time like got in some issues because they were kind of encouraging gambling for some of the games. I'm like,
card packs.
Card packs and loot boxes. Yeah. And it's man.
You have to pay real money sometimes to get them, and it's just like,
yeah, like VC, like virtual currency there. It's like you got to pay real money to have fake money in the game, which is goddamn ridiculous.
So crazy.
Yeah, someone did the math for, I think it was Star Wars Battlefront. Someone did the math, and it was like, you had to play 600 hours to unlock everything. And it's like, okay, well, average people who work every day are not going to be able to play that, you know? Like, that's possible for some people, but most people are going to have to pay to get the things. And it was pay to win. Like, the higher... You get like upgrades that you had to pay for, and then you were just better at the game then. So
that's such bullshit.
Yeah. Fucking capitalism, baby.
All right, moving on to the next one. This is from the subreddit Sad Cringe. NFT dude thinks he can stop people from right clicking. So somebody tweeted out, Twitter is working on a collectibles profile tab, NFT view, and NFT details view. So they showed like what that would look like in Twitter, and they posted like a picture of an NFT, and some users said, this is an unlicensed use of blanked out ape, expect a DMCA. And then somebody replied to that with a picture of, it looks like the guy's profile picture, which is like a, looks like one of those crypto, like a NFT of an ape.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So he just reposted the guy's profile picture and said, I love my new NFT. And then the guy replied, your tweet will be gone within hours. And then somebody replied to that, four pictures of the same NFT, like four different pictures of the same NFT. And he said, somebody please do something. This is illegal.
Oh, I love the troll. That's so good. Man, it's just, it's such a pretentious thing to be like, I own this thing, and like, because I paid for it, and no one else can own it, and get mad at people who want to appreciate the art or the video or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah. I wonder if they think it's like how photographers feel, but photographers made that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's the difference.
They made the art behind it. You just bought something that you think is worth
shit,
however much you paid for. You know what I mean? So well, it's
like you said, they're not buying it to have it. They're buying it to sell it. They're predators as well as they are prey, because sometimes they get conned into paying for something that's not worth anything. But
yeah,
the reason they're buying it is because they want to find the next sucker who will buy it for them for more money and make a profit off of it. They're not actually going into it because they're like, oh, I love fucking basketball, I want to own all these cards or whatever they are. They're like, I want to get a cool card so that I can rip off some other person who thinks that this is worth something. So fuck NFTs.
This next one is from Reddit r/superstonk. Not tinfoiling, but I found this amusing. The clickable dead pixel on nft.gamestop.com has a height and width. Can you guess what they are? And then the height is 6, or the width is 6.9, and the height is 4.20. And then,
nice.
And then literally every comment on this thread is nice, 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 nice,
nice,
nice,
nice.
Okay, nice,
nice.
I got two more. Here we go. Just kidding. Three more. So this one is a Bored Ape NFT accidentally sells for $3,000 instead of $300,000.
Oh, shit.
And then I shared this mostly for the comments. Somebody wrote, Are we to believe that this monkey is still somehow worth $3,000? And then somebody said, it's not even the monkey, lol. It's just the receipt for the fucking monkey.
That's true. God damn.
Oh, here we go. And then here's another one on Reddit / r / shit posting.
Nice.
And somebody just put my collection of screenshotted NFTs and then has hundreds of photos of just other people's NFTs.
Oh, God. That's so funny.
All right. And then here's the last one from Reddit r/ Tumblr. Remember that? Remember those days? No? Y'all didn't have Tumblrs?
I didn't really use Tumblr.
Yeah.
I was fucking, that was my shit. That was,
Well, actually, I'm not going to out myself.
You wrote fanfic.
I fucking knew it.
But the good shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. John's mad because they banned porn. And
that's John's whole Tumblr was porn.
Yeah. I didn't have an account. I just, you know, just.
John owned fuckyeahnudes.tumblr.com. Yeah.
Well, you're highly specific there, my guy. Is this from experience too?
Dude, Tumblr was just nothing but fuck yeah, insert whatever you want, .tumblr.com. I had a homie who posted selfies and was like the cover page of fuck yeah, Asian boys, .tumblr.com.
Facts, one time I was in fuck yeah, Filipino cuties.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck yeah, Filipino cuties, .tumblr.com, yeah. Baby.
I was in that bitch one time.
You try to say, I don't really mess with this. I don't really mess with cap. Stop the cap. All right. So this is from the Reddit, the Tumblr subreddit. Somebody wrote, sometimes I go to myself, you know, I don't really understand what NFTs are. Then I go look into it and discover, yes, actually, I do know what NFTs are. It's just that every time I read about them again, I'm left going, this can't be it. There has to be something else to make this make sense. But yet the answer is always no.
I'm so glad you ended on that one, because that is how I feel about this entire episode.
somebody wrote in the comments, and it was somebody wrote, wait, what is an NFT? And then the top reply wrote, you know those star registries where you pay someone money to get a certificate that says you named a star? And like no one other than this one website recognizes it. Imagine that, but with URLs that go to JPEGs instead of stars.
It's true.
It's so true. I don't know. The star might even be more.
It might be worth more, to be honest with you.
I own that bitch.
Yeah. You point to it. Yeah. Although if someone takes a picture of it, then you're fucked.
Then you're fucking fucked. That's exactly right.
I will sue your ass. I'll see you in court, bucko. Pull up your briefcase and head out.
That's my star, that JPEG.
All right, so instead of erotic fan fiction, because I'm still haunted by the last one we read, I went on copypasta.com and then just picked out some of the top three ones. I went by top upvotes for the month, and I picked some of my favorite ones. And I have three different copypastas for three different hosts. So what we're going to do here is we're going to roll D20 on Google. The lowest number will read what I think is the worst one. And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right. So everybody have their D20 roller on Google. I rolled a 16.
I rolled a 7.
Roll, please. I also rolled a 7. Reroll, baby.
Reroll. Damn it. Roll off.
5.
14.
All right. Josh, God, this is the worst. And Wikimaniacs, again, this is the worst one. Please stick through. This will take probably about 2-3 minutes.
Will my browser allow me to open it?
It is on Reddit, so it should. Oh,
okay.
It should.
Ooh, okay. Share on the chat.
All right, Josh, that is your copypasta to read.
Wait, shouldn't we save the worst for last?
I guess. Okay. John, that's all you, buddy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is from posted by username normali_gamer, posted 13 days ago. Not good at math. So that's December 7, 2021.
Wow.
Nice.
It's found in r/teenagers. They said, so I don't care about sex and whatever. So I'm in GameStop with my friend, which is a female, and she decides while I'm trying to look for a new game to just grab my pee-pee. I'm sitting there unaffected with no boner, still looking for a game. She's shocked at how I don't care, and all I say is, quote, hands off my cock.
Jeez.
Just like how Falco kind of says it in Super Smash Bros. Hands off my cock. She won't respond to my text. Update. She texted me back just saying, quote, all right, this is kind of problematic. Please don't cancel me, Wikimaniacs.
We're reading. We did not write this. We are reading what is on Reddit.
It could be a genuine concern, or not concern, but like maybe she's just wondering why he wasn't interested.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Again, there's an update. She texted me back just saying, quote, are you gay or something? And I responded with, quote, show me your moves. Now I'm blocked.
Oh my God.
And I love the comments. The top comment was like, no, I am not gay. I am a gamer.
And then they linked r/gamers. You love to see a community.
Yes.
All right, I'll read this next one. This is from the user the_wombles, posted 12 days ago. The title is my 24 female boyfriend, 27 male, will not stop calling his cum Gregnog during Christmas time.
Oh no.
Oh, shit.
It would be a Greg.
I can't breathe.
I want to continue, but John is dying.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. First off, I am not joking. I wish I was joking. I've been with my wonderful boyfriend, Greg, for over 4 years now. And this Christmas will be our third spent together. He's so much fun to be around. He's handsome. He's charming. And our sex life is great. Except for one small problem. Every year now, starting in December, he starts referring to his cum as Gregnog. When I first heard him say this, it was in context of a joke, so I laughed and then I forgot about it. A few days after this, we were exchanging some spicy texts before he gets home from work, and he says to me, in all seriousness, quote, in all seriousness, I can't wait to pour Gregnog all over your face. I could not believe he just said that to me, but I didn't know what else to do at the time but go along with it. Fast forward to this December, the phrase has re-entered his vocabulary at the same time every year. It makes me cringe beyond belief, but until this year, he used it sparingly enough for me to just be able to laugh and say, shut the fuck up. I'm not sure that 2020 has done at least, or I'm sure that 2020 has done at least some irreparable psychic damage to all people, but unfortunately for my boyfriend, this has manifested in the form of him referring to his cum as Gregnog nonstop. This month, he has been using the term almost exclusively in all contexts, and it is driving me batshit insane. I sat him down for the talk last week where I asked him very clearly and directly to stop. At the time, he said he would, and it did slow down for a few days. But it is now days before Christmas, and he is back at it again with no end in sight. He means the absolute world to me, and I saw myself spending the rest of my life with him. But I have some serious doubts now whether or not I can, if every Christmas is going to be like this. So please, Reddit, what do I do to make this stop for good? Oh, man.
That is so good.
Gregnog is the funniest thing. And the comment said, quote, beta woman refuses to understand Greg Gillionaire grind set. And then somebody commented below that, and the woman he manages to impregnate will inevitably be Gregnant. Oh my God. Gregnog.
Sean coming up with the puns.
I like it.
Oh, I hate it. But that was the best
glorious
one.
Take on Christmas.
Gregorious. God damn it. So that was the best one, and we're going to end the episode with the absolute low light. The absolute worst one. If you want to paraphrase it a little bit, Josh, feel free. That is a lot. Just hit the main points.
You know what I think would be fun, Sean?
What?
Do our shout outs now, and we'll end the show with me just saying.
Okay, because people will get out of here.
It will be a contest to see who will last.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a free $10 video of me doing. No, just kidding.
We'll make this into an NFT.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the end of the episode, shout-outs. Happy New Year, guys. 2022, same us, sorry. But if you like the show, go ahead and rate us and review us on wherever you get your podcasts, like Good Pods, Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, Spotify now. So go ahead and do that, and make sure to follow us on all social media. If you need to find that, you can... go to our website, redditonwiki.com, that has all our links to everything. And just to hop on what Josh said, we do have a Patreon. It is the Cultivate Network Patreon now instead of Reddit on Wiki. So you're getting content from Reddit on Wiki. You're getting content from Let's Start a Cult. You're getting content from the Dumbfound Dead Pod. And eventually you're going to get content from Shots and Thoughts. But that's it for this episode. No plugs except for Happy New Year. We are going to start. We're supposed to be tracking our resolutions now. Let's see if that's still going on. But
weigh-in, baby.
The wiki weigh-in.
It's technically not New Year's for us.
Technically, yeah. Technically, this is December. But that's it for this episode. See you guys. Wait. Oh,
shout out. I think that we can say it now because it's the second week of January.
Shout out to our
Cultivate Podcast Network members. Shout out to Let's Start a Cult. Shout out to Shots and Thoughts. Shout out to our show, Reddit on Wiki. Shout out to Pineapple Pizza Podcast. Shout out to Ye Olde Crime. Shout out to Weird Distractions. And we're going to bring on some people in the future.
He forgot his own podcast, Sean.
Yeah.
Dumbfound Dad.
Yeah, the Dumbfound Dad guys.
That
shout them out.
Might be having an episode this week, right?
Oh, whoa.
That's true. We're going to be recording next week. So after 7 months.
No, I mean like when this episode comes out.
Oh, yeah. It comes out January 10th. So
yeah, so it'll be
around the same time. It's actually going to be the same day. So hi, guys.
This is a different network podcast, but I want to give them a special shout out because they gave us a lot of love on their huge announcement too. So I feel like it's fair, but shout out to the Summit State of Mind boys. They just became the official Houston Rockets fan-sided podcast for the website Fan-Sided. They're exclusive with that network, and they gave us a lot of love. They shouted out our episode a lot, and particularly said the Superman one was their current favorite. So,
wait, they went with another network? Fuck them!
Oh shit!
No, kidding. Good for them. I'm glad they found a network that works for them. So,
that's awesome. Shout out to them. They gave us a lot of love on their episodes. So. Give them a shout out if you like the NBA. But yeah, that's
Suns. Go Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, Phoenix Suns are tied too. They're cool too. All right, but that's it for this episode. We'll see you guys later. We're going to end with Josh's beautiful rendition of
Women of Reddit.
Here we go. Bye, guys.
Sean, hold on. Sean, you need to add like background music to the shit while he's saying it so it's fun here.
Oh, can you, you're going to have to send me that that thing that you said we have with the music and the sound effects and shit.
It's the same login for everything.
All right, I'll find it. I'll put something in here.
All right.
We'll play you out, Josh.
Women of Reddit.
Here we go.
Women of Reddit, 18 female. What is the most sexual, sexy, sexual, 28 female. All sexual, 56 male. Sexual. Things you have done to an antisocial 36-year-old man living with his parents and spend 16 hours a day pressing heads.
Well done, my friend.
Well done, Josh. That's it for this week's episode. Love you guys.
If you made it, tweet at us.
Yeah, tweet at us. Tweet at us the last line of this segment, and we'll give you a shout out. That's all we can give you. Bye.
We'll pay for your Patreon.
Oh no.
Peace.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.